Numbers, chapter 23. And Balaam said unto Balak, Build me here 7 altars, and prepare me here 7 oxen and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had spoken, and Balak and Balaam offered on every altar a bullock and a ram. And Balaam said unto Balak, Stand by your burnt offering, and I will go, perhaps the Lord will come to meet me, and whatsoever he shows me I will tell you. And he went to a high place. And God met Balaam, and he said unto him, I have prepared 7 altars, and I have offered upon every altar a bullock and a ram. And the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth, and said, Return unto Balak, and thus you shall speak. And he returned unto him, and, lo, he stood by his burnt sacrifice, he, and all the leaders of Moab. And he took up his oracle, and said, Balak the king of Moab has brought me from Aram, out of the mountains of the east, saying, Come, curse for me Jacob, and come, denounce Israel. How shall I curse, whom God has not cursed? Or how shall I denounce, whom the Lord has not denounced? For from the top of the racks I see him, and from the hills I behold him, lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob, and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. And Balak said unto Balaam, What have you done unto me? I took you to curse my enemies, and, behold, you have blessed them altogether. And he answered and said, Must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord has put in my mouth? And Balak said unto him, Come, I pray you, with me unto another place, from which you may see them. You shall see but the outer part of them, and shall not see them all, and curse them for me from there. And he brought him into the field of Zephim, to the top of Pisgah, and built 7 altars, and offered a bullock and a ram on every altar. And he said unto Balak, Stand here by your burnt offering, while I meet the Lord yonder. And the Lord met Balaam, and put a word in his mouth, and said, Go again unto Balak, and say thus. And when he came to him, behold, he stood by his burnt offering, and the leaders of Moab with him. And Balak said unto him, What has the Lord spoken? And he took up his oracle, and said, Rise up, Balak, and hear, hearken unto me, you son of Zippor. God is not a man, that he should lie, neither the son of man, that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he is blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He has not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt, he has as it were the strength of the wild ox. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, What has God wrought? Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion, and lift up themselves as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eats of the prey, and drinks the blood of the slain. And Balak said unto Balaam, Neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. But Balaam answered and said unto Balak, Told not I you, saying, All that the Lord speaks, that I must do. And Balak said unto Balaam, Come, I pray you, I will bring you unto another place, perhaps it will please God that you may curse me them from there. And Balak brought Balaam unto the top of Peor, that looks toward the waste land. And Balaam said unto Balak, Build me here 7 altars, and prepare me here 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had said, and offered a bullock and a ram on every altar.